When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Jack Mitchell will join us later in the Grum, but certainly he was giddy after we had Kendall Rogers on the Grum last Thursday.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that Nebraska is not far off from being a regional host. In fact, they were in his latest field of 64 projection. They would have been the first two seed, which would put them one spot out of hosting a regional, and Nebraska won 2 out of 3 this weekend against Minnesota to keep pace in the Big Ten standings. And they are now one game back of Illinois. They're tied with Purdue and Indiana, one game back. Iowa's a game and a half back. Michigan is 2 games back. Now, winning the Big Ten certainly it's a nice pelt.
Pelt on the wall. You got to love pelts on the wall.
It doesn't necessarily mean yay or nay for Nebraska hosting a regional bid.
Mm-hmm.
It could. I mean, I suppose one of the selection committee could look at that differently than another selection member. But it's not like a automatic where, well, if you win the Big Ten, you get here.
Sure.
Though Nebraska is kind of in that unique spot where, and we talked about this with both Farron and with Kendall last week, that there's this notion of the committee likes to reward high-ranked northern teams by giving them a regional so that they look more diverse. I'm using air quotes.
And real quick, so what did they say that they think that's true, that they do?
Certainly.
Okay.
In a lot of cases.
Is not just like a theory. It is like this is a possibility.
Yeah, it's very much a possibility.
Throw a bone to one of the northern schools.
Right.
Congrats.
But looking at the remaining series, Nebraska is the only team that has a remaining Big Ten series with a team that is not on this list of contenders. Again, Illinois is first, then Nebraska, Purdue, Indiana tied for second, then Iowa's a game and a half back, and Michigan's 2 back. Those are your 6 teams still in the running with 2 weeks left in the regular season.
Nebraska
is the only team that plays at least somebody outside of this list. They have Indiana this week. Huge series at home. Huge series at home.
But then they have a non-top 6 team.
Against Michigan.
So everybody else is playing each other.
Yes, everyone else is playing each other. Illinois has Iowa and Purdue.
Yeah.
Purdue's got Michigan and Illinois. Indiana's got Nebraska and Michigan. Iowa only has one series left.
Just has Illinois.
Because they've already played one more series. So Iowa will be in the clubhouse, if you will, after this weekend. And then Michigan has Purdue and Indiana.
Well, and it's interesting, too, that Iowa has 13 wins, which matches Illinois, but they have 8 losses, which is the most of anybody on this graphic. So
because they played three more
games. But right now, given that they have 3 games in hand still, they would obviously rather be 14 or 15 and either 7 or 6, because then at least you'd be a couple games or at least a game ahead of Illinois. But instead, you are down there, all the way down there at 5. Very interesting.
So that's where Nebraska sits right now, but certainly there is.
It's been since 08, right? Since they hosted?
That sounds about right.
I think they went 2-Q. Was that the year they lost to Manhattan, or was that 06?
No, that was 06. Oral Bob was there, and I can't remember who the other team was.
In 08?
Yeah.
Not great.
Which was also the last time that we had a camper outside the...
Yeah, this is like a dream of Jack. I've never understood the joke, but it's like bring the camper...
We did. We rented an RV.
Yeah.
And...
Who rented this? Did you pay for this?
The station? The station rented the RV where we had a sponsor.
I think they...
One of our local sponsors, as part of the deal, gave us the RV.
You think that happened again?
We parked it outside beyond the outfield fence, right beyond the little playground.
Show?
And we did the morning show from there, and it was there all weekend.
But the game doesn't... Oh, so the RV just sat there.
Yeah.
That was the bit? My radio.
Well, yeah, but then we also hosted people over there. We had tailgate parties.
Host.
It was a great time.
2008 was a different time. Let's rent an RV and have it sit in a parking lot. What a great bit. Interesting bit.
What do you mean an interesting bit? It was a fun time.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. In 2024, we'll do something a little different, I think, this time.
What do you mean we'll do
Pull
something a little different?
Pull up signs of John's face. Hit the ball here or something. I don't know.
What are you talking about? You're weird. This is an opportunity. I mean, Jack might even invite us.
What? All right, I'm in. I think it's a great idea, and I've always loved the idea.
We had a great time.
I love
RVs. We
sat
outside, so it was after Nebraska played. Whoever they lost to in the first game, I can't remember who it was, because I think it was Oral Bob that eliminated them. But whoever beat him in the first game.
UC Irvine.
UC Irvine.
Wow,
thank you.
Look at Joey with the depressing stat.
Everybody came back out to the camper. We had a big TV set up, and that was when CBS did that summer series where it was one of those fighting leagues, not UFC, but one of the others.
Oh,
and
the
it was
thing
the
that
night,
like Kimbo Slice
when Kimbo
was
Slice
in?
Lost his ear.
Oh,
and we were all sitting around. We grilled hot dogs. We were eating hot dogs. We were having a great old time. We watched Kimbo Slice lose his ear.
You were in your 30s.
It was fun.
It's a different era.
It was.
You're in your 30s. You're my age.
This is why.
All right, I'm down. I'm down. I would eat a hot dog.
Wouldn't you like to host the Grum from there?
I would love to. Are we invited? It's the KLIN camper.
I mean, we're not.
Can we get a zone camper?
You're going to have to ask him, and that means you're probably going to have to be nice to him about his bad softball team, or he won't invite us.
I will abstain from conversations. I won't talk to him. I'll try to avoid.
You won't talk to him?
Just about that topic. I will plead the fifth every time it comes up. And I'll say, Jack, I support you, and you're a friend of mine. All right. GBR. Let's do this. Let's do the show from there. That sounds awesome.
I can't believe you of all people would be out on this.
I'm not. Wow.
Well, you were.
B-Sing516 writes, Josh is making no sense right now. Interesting. No sense. I was just curious. It seems like an interesting bit. They parked a camper and it sat there. It's interesting.
Well, it was our tailgate spot.
Again, interesting bit. It was a different time. It just sounds weird.
You've never tailgated before.
I have. I just don't leave something in a random parking lot for 3 days.
Well, but one of our coworkers, Kevin, he stayed in the camper.
What? You made him stay there for 3 days?
We wanted someone to be with the camper.
I don't want to stay at a camper for 3 days. That sounds terrible.
It was right there. It was in the parking lot. You could go wherever you wanted to.
Go wherever you wanted, but I thought it was staying.
You weren't in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's
You're
true.
You're right there. There's plenty of places to
right
go.
Right there.
You could have walked across the bridge and got something to eat in the Haymarket.
Did they have food back in the Haymarket in 08?
We didn't have the arena back then.
It was a different time.
It was a very different time.
I was a freshman in college in 08.
The only thing there were was like those stupid salt domes. There was nothing. Now there's like stuff.
Salt domes.
Shopping. Fun.
Shopping.
And now they sell beer at the ballpark.
That is awesome. You're welcome. Okay. I'm in. You've talked me into it, but I'm in.
Well, coming up next, it is...
This guy covered the team back then.
He did. Mitch
the World Herald, yeah.
I don't remember if Mitch... Maybe Mitch
Listen
didn't.
Listen to Mitch.
We had a lot of people come over. Some of the TV people, the other scribes, they were there.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The After scribes? The
game, said, hey, come on over.
Like
we'll
grill
some hot dogs
Tom
and we'll watch
Chattel.
Kimbo Slice lose his ear.
Everyone wanted to watch Kimbo Slice. Joey, do you know who Kimbo Slice is?
No clue.
Wow. He was so famous because
he was an MMA fighter.
He was really big.
Huge.
And there was these videos, like underground videos, where he just would like punch people and knock them down. That guy should get in the UFC, bro. And then he didn't. He sucked. And then his career was kind of over, and he ended up on this random CBS show, and he sucked.
It was a random CBS show. Yeah, but we enjoyed it. It was fun.
Again, it was a different time. It was the mid-aughts. George W. Bush was still president. I guess that's the late-aughts. Mid-aughts, it was 08. It's not mid anymore. It's late.
Late-aughts.
Late-aughts, yeah. All
it was right. More innocent time.
It really was, yeah.
Mitch Sherman of The Athletic next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.